station.
The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda, we got a rocking show today, so let's get started. I know that we've got a great show. We've got Brewster Kell. We're going to talk about how being your authentic self is really all about them. We're going to start off with Akhil Patel, who's calling in from London. We're going to talk about the real estate cycle. He's got insights that are new to me, and I've been at it for 40 years. That's right, Bruce, new to me. But we're going to start off with my good friend on the other line. Who's holding, Wanda? Hey, everybody, what's up? Hey, tell me a little bit about Real Connect, sir. Who's out there?
Hey, Freed. It's Andreas Sunny over at Real Connect.
There you go, Andreas. I was fishing for you to give it out there. How you doing?
Doing well. Really proud to be a sponsor with your show and super excited to begin connecting your listeners to Capital Investment Services through one another.
Oh, I'm really excited. Now, tell us how you do that real fast, Andreas.
Real Connects is a B2B platform built for the industry, effectively a LinkedIn without your aunts, uncles, or nosy neighbors. Real estate flows without the noise, connecting vetted people around a deal to facilitate more deals in less time.
It's an awesome ecosystem.
Yes, that's right. It's an online network. It's the digital age of networking.
Now,
you agree? Go ahead.
Now, Andres, how do people get more info about Real Connects?
Log on to realconnects.com, realconnex.com.
I know the realtors here in Miami are using it. They're having great success. I can't wait to have you guys on for a full segment. So get me your stuff so we can get you teed up.
Looking forward to it. See you next week.
All right, Andreas. Thank you so much. We'll talk again next week. All right, Wanda, take me away. Yeah, but I'm not going to say that right here, Wanda. I'm just going to think it. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audi up in Gainesville, and as you know, down in Key West, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock it, Wanda!
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
Hey, you're looking for capital to close your real estate deal? Let me tell you about a couple things I'm working on right now. Had a guy who's buying some land. He had to have his loan renewed. Couldn't renew his loan. Called me, said, Jim, I got to close at the end of the 4th of July week. I said, okay, no problem. We're going to do what? We're going to close the weekend of 4th of July. How long will it have taken? About 2 weeks. Over the 4th of July week. That's right. We're solving this guy's problem. So if you need help, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need another example? I have another friend. He called me. He needs money to do construction on his Very interesting project up in Orlando. He said, Jim, can you do a construction loan in Orlando? I said, how much do you need? He said, 50%. I said, no problem, done deal. And so we're going to fund that guy in 2 weeks. That's right, $1.5 million to him. Let's see, the other one, $3.5 million to the other guy. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because I think if you listen to the fact pattern, you heard that when they call me, I made it all about them.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and I am very excited to have this next guest on. First, I want to thank my friend DJ Van Curen and the Family Office Real Estate Magazine. This is the featured article, the featured writer, their June 28 inaugural issue. Akhil Patel from Ascendant Strategy. Too much Gatorade this morning. Akhil, welcome to the show, and thanks for staying up late in London to talk to us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Jim. It's a real pleasure. And it's only 11 o'clock, so not too late.
Oh, it's not that bad then. So listen, you know, I've been in real estate for 40 years. I got a real estate undergraduate, got an MBA in real estate feasibility study and real estate analysis. And we've talked about the real estate cycle in my entire career, and I have never seen it parsed like this. Where'd you come up with this?
Well, actually, I'm working within a fairly long tradition of economists and researchers. They're not too many of them, and they're not particularly well known about, but it goes back to an American economist in the 1930s who analyzed real estate cycles in the city of Chicago as it developed over the course of the 19th century. And he found very clear evidence of a very regular 18-year real estate cycle that would build up over the course of almost two decades and then kind of burst in a spectacular collapse, and you know, there'd be very high unemployment and the banks would collapse and the stock market would tank and so on, and then the government would intervene, would save some banks, and they would start the process all over again. And pretty much the only events that have actually interrupted the cycle over 200 years of American history have been the two world wars. Other than that, it's a very regular pattern. The reason that people don't know about it is probably, I guess, that people don't know their real estate history particularly well.
Not that way, and I'll tell you, that's amazing, because I've always been trying to figure out what the real estate cycle was going to be. And when I was in school, it was always this, you know, thing that looked up and down and up and down and up and down. And then after that, we came up with something that each product type had a different real estate cycle. And I've actually observed that. But when you talk about your macro approach, that's where you win the argument. Tell me a little bit about the difference and how you differentiate between those micro fluctuations and the macro approach. And I think your concept of the secondary peak in the curve is really cool. Sorry, I'm talking like an economist. I'm just loving this.
That's fine. Yes, well, I think really the real estate cycle that I've talked about is the main economic cycle. So it affects the entire economy. And at the end of it, you'll know when it's arriving because the economy really tanks. And the stock market pretty much every time halves in value. And, you know, unemployment reaches 10% and, you know, the economy, people are in a great sort of recession, depression type activity. I mean, obviously, the United States is a very large country and you can really not say that it has one real estate market. It has probably six regional markets. And then within each regional market, there is a specific set of cities and they have their own particular rhythms. And prices go up and down based upon, you know, supply of new properties or real estate coming onto the market and, you know, whether people are moving in and so on. But they do always coordinate and get into sync towards the end of the, you know, particularly the last sort of 3 to 5 years of the real estate cycle, the overall macro cycle that I'm talking about. And there's typically a very strong boom in property prices. And the last one that we went through was sort of after about 2002. So if you recall, think back to the days when you were investing in real estate between 2002, 2006, and particularly in Florida, actually, you didn't need to be particularly smart in investing to make a lot of money out of it because everything was going over the top. And so it's really at the end of the cycle that you start to see all these different markets tend to coordinate.
Now, see, what I would say, and you made something, a real good comment in here, and I have the benefit of looking at your chart. And the problem, and the chart has two peaks on the upward slope. And so what really happens is the fact, and I love this, and I'm going to give you this. You call it the winner's curse. I call it you win, but you lose. And what happens is at the end of the cycle, you overpay and then there's a decline. And because you were a late actor, you don't have a positive experience. It's the early actor, the early mover.
Yeah, you can't. And it's towards, you know, just for readers who haven't had the benefit of reading the article in the Family Office magazine, essentially the last 2 years are the years where the 2 years into the peak of the cycle are really sort of boom years. Credit from banks and from other sources is really very available, and you know, prices are rising so quickly, so people stop looking at fundamentals and whether an investment deal really stacks up, and they basically assume that the price of the asset will increase no matter what. And the problem is that very quickly after peak of the cycle, you know, asset values fall very rapidly because, you know, people exit the market, credit dries up, and there's no buyers, and you're forced to sell your assets at fire sale prices. And that can be a very, very difficult experience for a lot of people. You really have to be careful. But the problem is emotionally, everyone is telling you, you've got to be in the market. You really need to be making investments. And so it can be quite hard to stay out because, you know, we all have FOMO, fear of missing out.
Well, the other thing is that a lot of people will buy it with a big institutional fund and they'll get timed out and get forced to sell at the wrong time. So they can get hurt that way, too. There's a lot of ways that people can get cut. And I'm sorry I'm like cutting you off. I want you to finish your thing. And then I want to talk a little bit. Could you stay for another segment with us? Because Wanda tells me people can hear me whispering. And so they must have heard that I think you're a genius.
Yes, no, that's absolutely fine.
Okay, great. Well, Wanda, let's take an early break right now because I want to talk to Akhil again in the next segment. Akhil, I sell a lot of land in Miami, so you know where I'm going after that. So, Wanda, let's tell you. See, I made him laugh. Now we can go to break, Wanda. Everybody, you don't have to know all those people. You just have to know us. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Of course, they've got their Audi store up in Gainesville and all kinds of nameplates down in Key West. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me. My mom, my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. You got a real estate deal? You need some tough-to-find capital? You give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I can help. You go, what kind of crazy deals can you help me finance? I go, well, hey, don't call them crazy. I've got great clients, and let me tell you about one of the deals I'm doing with them now. We're financing memory care for one of my clients. In fact, we're raising equity from one of the family offices to invest above the first mortgage. You go, well, that's kind of crazy. How do you do that? I know people, and they're interested in coming in on these cutting-edge deals to beat the real estate cycle, to operate outside the real estate cycle. We're talking with Akil about the real estate cycle, so you want to stay with us. But if you need creative capital, call me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. I want to thank our friend DJ Van Curen and the Family Office Real Estate Magazine for sending us this amazing guest, Akil Patel of Ascendant Strategy. Akil is calling in from London. Thank you so much for staying up late. I know it's not that late, but for me it is. I'm always asleep by like 10. So, Akil, we were talking about the double peak in the upward 18-year real estate cycle, which kind of makes it look a little shorter and may give it some optical illusions. Tell me what somebody's real risk is if they don't understand where we are in this macro real estate cycle.
That's a really good question. So, I mean, essentially, the cycle involves pretty much 14 years of things going okay and then 4 years of things going very badly. And the most recent experience that we had, that you had in the US, was between 2006 and 2010-11. And, you know, in Europe, it was maybe a bit later. If you don't know where you are in the cycle, you're very likely to get very caught up in the final frenzied years of the expansion, which are really quite significant economic periods. You know, there's a lot of credit available. People are buying assets all over the place and overpaying for assets and not really paying attention to what makes fundamentally good sense in terms of whether the numbers stack up. And if you are then holding overpaid assets at that period, you can get very significantly burned, be forced to sell in a significant recession, and, you know, it can really affect your family's wealth. During the expansionary phases, if you're able to buy in at the beginning, which is difficult because everyone is, you know, economically in a very bad situation, there's not much credit available, those are the times in which you can make really the best generation-building wealth that you can. And so you need to understand the overall sort of framework to be able to take advantage of these opportunities.
Now, I live in Miami. I sell a lot of urban land. Every time I drive around, I complain about traffic to my mom. She says that I should be quiet. It's my fault. Now, I have a lot of clients that own a lot of land. Now, you have a comment in here that they need to know about in an area like Miami, which has got a lot of interesting trends in the land business. I'll leave it like that, because the people that are in the land business in Miami, they know what I mean. So we're really cyclical. So what happens when we're at the end of the cycle and we're heading another direction?
Well, at the end of the cycle, land site values typically are the first things to turn down before the stock market, before even the prices of finished real estate. And so you know, if you're holding land during that sort of downward spiral, you might have to wait quite some time before you're going to realize the value that it was at before the peak. But we are, as I just sort of commented before, the last peak in the real estate cycle in Florida and in the U.S. was in 2006. And there's a very regular sort of pattern to the cycle. We won't expect the cycle to peak again till the mid-2020s.
No, Yeah, I do a lot of condominium development, and I'm telling the people with a 4 to 5 year horizon, they got to start now, and they'll still capture the backside of the cycle. So I want to thank you so much. I got to have you on the show more often, Akil.
Yes, I'm happy to do your PR. And
you're doing great. You're doing great. We got to like co-authors like a hot sheet to send out. I got a lot of great people want your information. So Akil, let's keep talking. So where
Indeed.
Are we now in the cycle, and what should that tell us to do?
Right. So you mentioned earlier that there are sort of two peaks within the cycle. So there is, you typically find over the course of the cycle, there's what I call a mid-cycle slowdown, which tends to be a smaller recession where things, you know, slow down for a couple of years at most. Real estate prices don't come down by too much, but you know, you might find that they don't increase very significantly. There may be a recession. The stock market may come down for a couple of years, and we are approaching that phase of the cycle now. So, you know, you may find as an investor the next couple of years things aren't looking so good, but if you don't have to sell, if you've got the ability to stay the course, and my advice would be to kind of keep, you know, keep some surplus capital available, because, you know, during the recession you might start to find that prices are coming down and you're actually looking and finding sort of very good deals, and you want to be able to take advantage of that. But of course, if you're already invested and you think things aren't going so well, well, you know, if you've got the ability to keep holding, and then I would certainly do that, because the second half of the cycle, which I'm expecting to take place kind of in the early to mid 2020s, is really the more significant half of the cycle where things really appreciate rapidly and the economy is looking in very good shape.
Yeah, well, that's because people want to get in before it gets bad again, I think, is what you said. So, but it sounds to me like the main premise that I've always had in real estate, which is the strong man wins, the person that's the strongest can hold out the longest, sounds like what you're telling me. And you advise families who have real long horizons. So I really see where your information really can help them out. So if I'm the CIO of a family and we're short on real estate, but we keep seeing new deals and I'm calling you to consult, what are you going to tell me?
If you're calling me right now and I'm saying, you know, make sure it's a very good deal, you know, the numbers stack up, you might allow some, you know, allow for the values to slacken a bit if they do during the mid-cycle, as I said. Make sure you're not really over-leveraged, but, you know, you're sensibly conservative in your approach to investment. You're not building any hope value into your financial models, etc. Then I think it's certainly something you should be pursuing, because you know, good real estate deals are, you know, they don't pop out all the time. Well, maybe they do for you because you're such an expert.
I am an expert, Akhil. That's why you have to hang out with me, man. So no, but really, indeed. I have a client that's putting together an opportunity fund right now, and I go to him, why are you putting together an opportunity fund? He says, I feel it in my bones, it's coming, I want to be ready. Now I look at your chart, I see why. It's amazing. It's time for going out and getting opportunities and getting your cash together and getting into line, because it seems to me like we've got, what, about 18 months left, and then we're going to have a little bit of a dip, which will be the opportunity. And then you come back, like you said, in the late part of the 2020, 2021. And if you've got cash at that point, you're going to be riding up the spike part, the hockey stick part of the cycle.
Yes, that's exactly right. And so, you know, I don't think you need to be rushing into any deals right now. If you can afford to, you know, find the absolutely best one, but if something becomes available to you, then you should definitely take advantage. And yes, have some cash lying around as well, because further good deals will become available, and you should take advantage.
What I'm seeing now is that you can get a better return if you build than if you buy. People that are buying are getting real low returns vis-a-vis development. And I got to believe, again, listening to what you're saying here, is if I start my development, I can come out right at the right part of the cycle, right as we're ending the recession. I've got a 3 or 4 year development cycle. So it seems like that's something to do. Now, I'm going to tease everybody a little bit.
I mean, that's true in London as well, actually. We're finding the same thing. So the cycle is becoming even more synchronized. Western Europe is going through similar experiences to the U.S. at the moment.
Well, we have similar capital deployment vehicles on both sides of the Atlantic, and in fact, in the Pacific as well. The capital companies, the people that provide capital, and the money centers are looking internationally. We've got the Chinese here in Miami. We just had a huge trade show for the Chinese down here. So everybody's everywhere, and they can see us and hear us on the internet right now. See us if they want, hear us if they want. And so that's why the world is getting a little smaller, Akhil. I really want to thank you for coming in today.
Oh, I'm very, very pleased to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, we've got a second left, and so I want to ask you one last question.
Sure.
What's the second half of your article going to say? I'm just kidding. We can't let you do that. We can't let you do that. I see. I read it all the way to the end. I'm not going to sell out DJ Van Curran. I want to thank our friends at the Family Office Real Estate Magazine, my good friend DJ Van Curran. And I want to thank Akhil Patel for coming in. And Akhil, we've got another minute left. Give the people that came in and tuned in a little late a little bit of insight. It's an 18-year real estate development cycle, not the short one that they think, but that's a macro cycle. How did you figure that out? And why are you so sure?
Well, I figured it out by going back to research by a number of economists that most people haven't heard of, but particularly Homer Hoyt, who identified throughout 19th century U.S. history a very regular 18-year real estate cycle in Chicago. And that same was true of many other major cities in America. And basically, if you go over U.S. history, and this is why I'm sure it's going to turn out again, because if you go over 200 years of U.S. history, you find the cycle repeating every single time without fail, 18 years, regular as clockwork. The only things that have interrupted it in 200 years are the two world wars. But after they were over, the cycle reasserted itself. The way that I've seen things unfolding so far, it's just happening again, just as it's happened before. I mean, the numbers get bigger, but the cycle still turns in the same way.
Akhil Patel, you've become my favorite economist, Ascendant Strategy. Do you guys have a newsletter that I should be subscribing to? This is great stuff.
Yes, I do. I have a newsletter in the UK called Cycles, Trends, and Forecasts, through which I discuss real estate cycles. And I actually talk a lot about the stock market and commodities and other sort of assets. And so if you Googled me, my name and Cycles, Trends, and Forecasts, you'll find it. I'm actually looking to launch something similar in the U.S. in maybe the coming 12 to 18 months.
Well, thank you so much, Akhil. Great having you on the show again. I want to thank our good friend DJ Van Curran at the Family Office Real Estate Magazine for sending Akhil our way. And Akhil, after you write your next article in the Family Office Real Estate Magazine, you think I can book you again?
I'd be more than happy to come back.
Awesome. Wanda, we're done. I think Akhil is got his thing out there. I want to thank Akhil so much, and I want to thank DJ as well. You take care. We're going to do a quick break. Can I do a break now, Wanda? You want to kibitz a little?
Yes, let's get to it.
All right, we'll do a break, and then we're back with my good friend, Brewster Kell. Lots to talk about. It'll seem a little bit interesting to you, but by being transparent about yourself, you're really thinking about the other person. What does that mean? Bruce is going to tell us, and how you can use that to make your business better after this.
Midnight great sun is lonely, into hot the men who need more than they get. Daylight needs a man and to a woman who has made too many bets.
You got 30 seconds. You better get in there.
Not yet.
Jim Freed.
Are you ready?
Don't make me do this.
And Wanda Miles.
Come on. Who's got the best talk show?
We do.
All right!
Oh, yeah. You know, Wanda, I got to get a camera so people can see the real action on the show is there in the control room with you and Fluffy rocking the house. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got a great Audi store up in Gainesville. And I can't wait to go to Key West and check out all the great cars they've got down there. Well, what do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a red cap service as well. That means they come and pick up your stuff. They always come pick up my car. It's great. And you also get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I know my mom wears that personal assistant out. So why don't you join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian? We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873.
Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right. Hey, you need a creative solution to your real estate transaction? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I've got some guys. Well, one guy called me today. He goes, Jim, I've got a, I'll just say it, medical marijuana business, and I need to build a building. It's not easy to get financing from a bank. You're a private lender. Can you help? And I said, darn tootin'. So we're writing up a loan for that gentleman right now. It's up in Orlando, but we're also doing crazy stuff down here too. Not crazy, but just interesting, flexible. That's right. He called me one day. One person made the decision. We gave him a commitment and we can close in a week. You say, well, who needs to do that? How about my client that's trying to close a deal the week after the 4th of July? Called me yesterday. Said, I need to close. This is the day I need to close. I said, give me the Dropbox. Give me the info. I'll do the write-up. We'll get you closed. And guess what? We're going to meet his time frame too. These are two commercial loans that we're doing, not just homes. We also do commercial. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back with my good friend, Bruce Turkell. You hear me do the ads and talk about the fact that it's all about you? Well, the guy that gave me the tagline is here with us today. It's Bruce Turkell. And Bruce, when you're on my show, it's all about you. Welcome.
Thank you, Jim.
So, Bruce, you've had a big, busy day today. Thank you so much for setting everybody straight on where you stand on a whole bunch of things. But what that really was you were being your authentic self. You were being transparent and you were showing who you are. And that really is a great thing. Why?
Well, you know, today with all of the social media we have, with all of the radio, with all the television, you can say whatever you want, but it's very easy for people to go online and very quickly find out if you're telling the truth or not. Transparency today is critical to building your brand, and it's critical to showing your customers, your clients, and more importantly, your potential customers and clients, why they will benefit by doing business with you.
You know, it's really interesting. I had an experience just the other day where I went downtown. Known socially and through charities. I'm one of the big developers here, and I went down to their office, said, let's go try to do a deal. They said, fine, we're going to redesign the deal. I said, let me come in anyway. I can be of assistance no matter what part of the deal cycle you are in. So I went down and I met them. And we went into their big, if I stayed outside, watched the soccer matches for a while, then I went into their big conference room, doors closed, all surrounded by glass, just me, the developer, and his number two. And I said, wow, must take a lot to get in here. Everybody get in here? He goes, no. Only a few people get in here. And I go, wow, thanks for letting me in the conference room. I said, now that I know that I'm qualified to do business, how are you going to pick between me and the other five people that have been in the conference room? I said, I'll bet I know. I'll bet you're going to pick the guy you like. And he said, you're right. And for an hour, all we did was swap stories. At the end, I got my next meeting. So, Bruce, it was great. Not only that, I found out he had a misconception about a friend of mine that's a service provider, and he's going to call my friend, and maybe they'll do a deal, too. So I made him – so it's like, wow, Bruce, your stuff works.
So that's what it took. You had to prove it before you would believe me. Listen, it's very simple. The services you provide and the services your friend, the service provider, provided are relatively, don't take this the wrong way, but relatively generic, meaning I can get them anywhere. Can
yes.
I get them as well as you do them? Of course not.
Not with this great personality and vibe.
Right, and also the earache from you yelling in my headphones.
Sorry about that. But, I only have one on.
That's why. But now I've lost my train of thought. But I can get the services elsewhere, but how do I know it's the best, it's the right one? And I'm not qualified to evaluate what you do. I'm not a financial expert. If I was, I'd do it myself. I'm not qualified to evaluate medical services. I'm not qualified to evaluate construction services, cars, insurance, whatever. I need to find people I can work with and trust. And I do that by building relationships. And you build that relationship by being who you are. Once you do that, what you say to me is, listen, here's what I got. It's all open. I'm an open book. Let me tell you how I can help you. And that's when it begins.
So let me tell you how you're going to know that this is my authentic self. So I took my wife on a date when I first met her. And I said, this is who I am. I'm not a rich guy. I'm just this guy right here. And I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. This is who I am. I don't want to pretend I'm somebody else because then you're going to fall in love with somebody else. This is what I got. And when we talked just a couple of weeks ago, you know what she said? I said, honey, you could have married all these rich doctors, all these successful guys. She goes, honey, first of all, you're successful. Number two, I picked a guy who had the soul
that I wanted to marry. Oh.
I wish I could do my Barry White. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was
beautiful. That's good enough.
You liked it?
It was all right.
Oh,
it was,
yeah.
Oh, baby, baby. It was really nice. She was terrific. And you see, that's what we work hard for. Yes, Wanda, we see you. We love you. And you can chime in anytime.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the moment.
Your moment is anytime you want to jump in. So, Bruce, I've been that way the whole time, it seems like. That it's really been just being me and that I want people to be with me, not somebody else.
Well, you'll pardon me for saying this, but I do remember doing business with you at times when the tie was on too tight, the suit was on too tight. That wasn't who you were. You were playing the role. You were being, air quotes here, that guy.
Correct.
And there's lots of those that guys walking around Brickell, walking around the Gables, walking around the Grove, and you were another that guy. And then at some point, you felt permission to let you be you, to let your freak flag fly, to be who you were. When that happened, all of these other things changed.
And let me tell you, my business just took off. Took off. First, my business was getting Vivian a kidney, and I was able to find Vivian a kidney using social media. And I'm going to get back to that in the next half. I want to talk about that because it relates to one of your recent blogs.
You got it.
But now I lost my train of thought, so you take it.
Well, I think what's most important is that we figure out who we are. It's been attributed to Mark Twain. Turns out he didn't say it, but it's still a great quote. The two most important days of your life are the day you're born and the day you figure out why. You got no control over the first one. And the second one, I think a lot of people spend a lot of time working on it and never quite figure it out. However, if you're building a business, if you're building relationships, it makes sense for you to work on that second question, because when you figure out why, you start to figure out the best way to promote what you do, who you are. And what you find out is that the best way to promote it is not to actually promote yourself, as ironic as that might sound, but the best way to do it is to promote why you make a difference for somebody else. And the only way you can do that is to understand what you bring to the table. If what you bring to the table is gasoline, cars, financial services, computer repair, as I said, there's plenty of people who do it. Not as well as you, but I don't know that. But if what you bring to the table are all those things, those cost of entry functional services, plus whatever it is that makes you tick, whatever it is that gets you up in the morning, your energy, your enthusiasm, your ethics, your sense of humor, whatever it is, that really becomes the icing on the cake that makes the customer, the consumer, and as I keep saying, the potential customer say, I get it. I want what you got, and I want to do it with you.
I kind of learned this part by trial and error, looking for Vivian's kidney. And the way that I eventually...
That could be the title of a book and a movie, Looking for Vivian's Kidney.
Well, good thing we record these things. And so what I learned was I started to realize that it wasn't necessarily going to be a direct friend on Facebook, I'll use it this way, that was going to be the donor for Vivian's kidney. I originally was pounding my friends. How come you can't give a... How come you're not... How come? And then I let go and I said, you know what? Maybe the donor is going to be one of their friends. And then it started to happen. Their friends started responding. And then their friends of friends of friends. And then more and more and more. And as I realized that I was projecting this openness to everybody and that I needed everybody's help, they all started to help. And then after Vivian got the kidney, I stopped really promoting it on Facebook, advertising it. And then when I did an advertisement about a month after the kidney was done, people started to respond. I wondered what happened with the story. I've been following the story and then I couldn't find you. What happened? We're so glad this happened. This is so great. And it started getting, re-syndicated through all their networks. I'm yelling, sorry, Bruce, but I'm really excited about this.
You simply proved the way this works. It's very simple. I love that story. I don't know what re-syndicated means, but still.
I don't know. Shared it. You know, they sent it in their network. And people, network after network. It was amazing. In fact, that's a great way. That's how we found the kidney. A lady in Brooklyn saw it on Facebook, said, hey, do you know this other lady in Brooklyn? I said, no, I called her. She says, oh, I'll help you in Miami. And she put a ad in Craigslist in Miami. That's like, and then God answered, you know, beautiful Betty DeMartini answered. What a beautiful story. And it was all because it was the power of the story, the power of the networking, the power of the community, the power of activating the community. And that, I think, is the key, is how do you get your message to the point where it resonates with somebody enough so that they share it with somebody else.
Because you demonstrated to them the value of doing business. In this case, providing an organ, but doing business with you. What was in it for them? You might think, wait, they're giving me the organ, or they're giving Vivian the organ. What's in it for them? No, it's what's in it for Vivian. But no. This person just saved a life. This person just got to fulfill whatever mattered to her. You gave her the opportunity to do something that she might not ever have gotten to do any other way. And by doing that, you accomplished what you wanted. You got your wife what she needed and clearly wanted, but you also gave the donor the opportunity to reach her potential, to reach her fulfillment. And by doing that, everybody benefits.
And the process taught me who I was. I didn't in the beginning know how I was going to come through this. Didn't know why I was doing it. Didn't know anything except it had to be done. But what it did was it showed me who I was. And then because I discovered and embraced who I was, the kidney, you know, eventually came through the process. But the response that we got through the community was beyond heartwarming. It was beyond invigorating. It was legitimately the only thing that kept us going and alive was we had the support of a cheerleading session of 300, 400, 500 people directly involved. It was just so beautiful and amazing.
And you have every person listening right now and has been listening all along, following you on your journey.
Wow. Hey, Wanda, can we do an early break? Because I think I need a moment to gather myself after this one.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Bruce, thanks so much for turning me on and getting me going. We're going to have a long second thing as I get myself here together again. Bruce Turkel, telling it like it is on 880 The Biz. Stay with us. We're going to do more. All right, I'm not God. I can't stop the rain, but I can make the day a little better. And you know who else can make the day a little better? My friend Larry Zinn and his boys and girls, ladies, men and women, his team at Warren Henry. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got a great Audi store up in Gainesville, and down in Key West, they've got them all. Hey, you know, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. TheBiz.com.
All right, everybody. You hear me all the time talking about how I can help you with your real estate issue. So let me give it to you straight. Maybe you're from overseas. Maybe you've got a credit problem. Maybe you're trying to do a sophisticated capital markets transaction for your big real estate deal. I can help all of you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Private lending, close in a week, got that. Institutional capital, JV equity, got that. Creative solution to your ground floor retail? I can even help you with that. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because like Bruce Turkel taught me, when you call me, it's all about you. Actually, you help.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Absolutely. All right, we're back with Brewster Kellen. I just asked Bruce a question, and I'm going to ask it again right now. Bruce, I had a gentleman come up to me the other day and ask me how he finds out what his brand is. I said, you ask your friends. So do I get a, how do I score on that one, Bruce? A, B, C, or did I miss completely?
No, you nailed it. You ask around. You ask the people who do business with you, who deal with you. What do you see? What do you feel? When you see me, hear me, when you hear my marketing, what do you feel? And as they tell you, I always believe it's hidden in plain sight. The answer will show up. It will appear.
It really does. And it's something that I think also involves a lot of searching, because if you're going to truly project your authentic self, then what you have to do is you have to understand who it is. And sometimes that takes a little bit of self inspection. You know, for years I was trying to figure out all of that, and you were working to help me, but you didn't tell me what it was. You helped me, made me kind of discover it. And I really appreciated that. Then we sat down one time and I said, oh, my brand, it's my name. He said, no, that's Jim Freed. I said, Freed on Business. And that's a radio show. He held up my business card. No, that's your business card. And then you told me what my brand is. We don't have to kind of go into it today, but it was just an amazing self-experience. It was great.
You remember at the end of The Wizard of Oz when the good witch Glinda says to Dorothy, you had it in you all along, and the Scarecrow, who now has a brain, so now all of a sudden he's smart, says, well, if she had it in her all along, why didn't you tell her at the beginning of her journey? And the good witch says, you had to discover it for yourself.
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
That movie is full of lots of great
marketing
tips.
It's really great. It's really great. It's really great. And, you know, Bruce, it's just, I really appreciate you coming in and helping us find out about what we need to do. And there's one thing that I always like to touch on, and it's one of your seven rules of marketing. I want you to repeat your seven rules, because this all kind of drives from that.
Well, it does. It was the two books ago that I wrote called Building Brand Value, and there's the 7 points. The first one is all about them. I think we
kind of know that.
Yeah, we kind of beat that one to death in the last 15 minutes. The second one is hearts, then minds, the idea that you have to make an emotional connection with your consumer before you make an intellectual connection. All the things you want to tell them, specifications, prices, mileage, all those attributes are important, but they're what we call RTBs, reasons to believe. First, I need an emotional connection so that I'm interested in all the things you're going to tell me. Point three is make it simple. Stop telling me about everything you do, every time you did it, everywhere you did it, and focus your message on all about them, right? So make it simple, something you can say quickly and I can digest. Point four is make it quick. Point five is make it yours. What are you going to own? What are you going to stand for? How are you going to manifest that ownership in everything you do? Your energy, your enthusiasm comes through in your voice. It comes through in your logo of your name on fire. It comes through in the exciting things you talk about. You make it yours. So people understand that the things you're saying, the things you're doing, the things you're producing, the things you're posting online are all congruent and continuous within this universe that you're building. Point six is all five senses, the idea being that we make decisions based on all five of our senses, what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch. So make sure that you have sensual cues in your marketing that tie into who you are. And point seven, as you said earlier, repeat, repeat, repeat. Once you figure it out, what you want to say, you say it over and over and over and over and over and over again, because your customer needs that repetition in order to absorb and internalize your message. Now, ironically, repeat, repeat, repeat does not allow you to be repetitive. You have to come up with new, different ways of saying it. If you ran the same show week after week after week, people would get it, but they'd stop listening. So you have to come up with new ways of saying the same old thing so that people continue to pay attention.
So that's fabulous. Thank you, Wanda. You gave the high five. It got me off of my mark there. So I forgot what I was seeing. What happens is he hypnotizes me with this stuff. So Bruce, here we go. You're at 36,000 feet. You're flying in from California. It's midnight. You're on the red eye. Well, I don't know what time it is, but you're on the red eye. It's dark. Everybody's sleeping. And you're thinking about your next big idea. What's coming up, Bruce? You like that? See, I got him. I got him back.
Well, the next big idea, the thing that I'm working on is, again, is showing people how to do these things, how to make these things work. And so I've been spending my time, 36,000 feet is funny, because I've been spending my time traveling around the world and around the country actually saying to people, look, here's stuff you need to use. You're really good at what you do. My job is not to change what you do. My job is to change the way you communicate it, and more importantly, change the way your customers and clients perceive who you are and what you do. So I'm spending my time showing people how to do that.
You know, Bruce, as I continue to discover and go through, God, these are like therapy sessions when you're on the phone on here. When I continue to discover and move through everything, I had a life-altering experience with Wanda on Memorial Day. Wanda knows what it was. We did the morning show on Memorial Day. We had the best time. And what Wanda and I discovered is that there's more than just the Freed on Business one-hour format, that there's a whole big world out there that we can go after and kind of build on together. And so Wanda and I continue to build on our momentum here. And Wanda has some really great bumps and stuff. You got to play one of those bumps for Bruce. You got to play one of those.
Okay. On the way out.
Okay, on the way out. You're going to love it, Bruce. You're going to love what Wanda does for us.
Okay. Now, I always do.
I know you do. Now, Wanda, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What do you got for Bruce? You always got something special you want to know about Bruce. You want to ask Bruce. Tell me today, Wanda Miles, how can Bruce give you some insight?
Well, I guess the easy question is, what's my brand? I don't know what my brand is.
Well, you got to figure that out yourself.
I mean, I'm just a radio gal.
No, you're not.
I'm like, it's got to be more than that. I've been doing it for so long. Surely there's more.
There is more.
I'm Polo's mom.
No.
More?
There's more than that. You're the person that makes me go here on the radio. That's for starters. Without you, the show just doesn't amp up all the way.
Am I the coal?
I don't want to say that. I would say you're more like solar power.
Oh, yeah.
Unstoppable. Unstoppable.
I like solar power, man.
Unstoppable. Red hot.
Organic.
You are organic. You're terrific. And we want to thank you for being on the show and helping us run the show all the time, Wanda. You're just the extra, you're like the X factor.
You make Thursdays worth having.
No, I have. It's really cute that you should say that, because I have people that call me and say they listen to this show just because when they hear my voice, they know it's Thursday and the week is almost over.
That too.
Yeah. So listen, Bruce, we've only got a couple of minutes left. We've talked about your seven attributes. We've talked about the fact that it's all about them. But the thing that keeps resonating with me is the term authentic self. Authentic self, which, you know, it's not easy to do, because it means taking a risk sometimes.
Well, it means putting yourself on display. It means being vulnerable. It means opening your, you said on your date, you said, here I am. This is who I am. It means you got on this show, you loosened the tie, you started yelling, you started playing music. People said to you all along in your life, Jim, quiet down, quiet down. And you used to quiet down, and now you're saying, no, this energy is useful. Wanda said, who am I? For years, I woke up in the morning, put on the radio, and whose voice did I hear? Every morning, every morning, every morning, I heard Wanda's voice. She was there with me. I didn't know her. We didn't meet till years later, in fact, when you worked with my brother. But
he keeps, his voice keeps going down because he keeps turning around and looking at Wanda. It's okay. I just wanted to describe what was going on.
Grab the mic when
you move. It's all good.
I'm not a radio guy. I forget about that.
That's all good.
But the point is that I had this perception of who Wanda was, why she mattered. She was up early. She always had the radio ready. She had the shows ready. She had the news. I trusted her voice on weather. I trusted her voice on traffic. I knew she'd be there. So is your brand reliability? Is it trust? Is it preparing me for my day? And look metaphorically at the pattern. What does she do for you? She provides trust. She makes sure the board works, the sounds work, the information works. A guy called you the earlier part of your show, a guy from England. You were on, who made sure that call went through? Who made sure he was on the line? Who made sure that the audio was right? I can tell you, you didn't.
No, it was
because you
Wanda.
Were bouncing off the walls like a Super Bowl in a closet. But Wanda was in there getting it done, steady as she goes, thorough.
Well, thanks.
And that turns into something that is incredibly marketable. How many people want that in their lives? Someone they can turn to. Now, you're not in everybody's life, but in the radio business, in audio, in broadcasting.
Dependable.
Podcasting. How many people would say, wow, if I had a producer that I could always count on?
And that could make me sound great and get my idea across. Who is that in town? There's a brand. It's called Wanda Miles.
If I wouldn't have everybody who's listening out there hang up, I would sing The Wind Beneath My Wings to you.
Oh.
Did you ever know that you're my? You
Wait,
know that
could
song.
Could you play it on your harmonica?
Yeah, I could, but it would take me too long to get it out.
I've got to get him to play the
harmonica. You are the wind beneath my wings,
listen,
Wanda.
What I want to do is I want him to listen to. After we're done, I'm going to play you "Fingertips" by
Stevie Wonder.
Yes. Okay, sorry, you heard it, huh?
Yeah, once or twice.
Once, I love that. That's like my favorite thing of all time. So, Wanda, I guess we got to kind of cut out now. We're kind of up.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for listening. Bruce, you got to come back again. Warren Henry, our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive. I'm going to make you a sponsor. Turkel Brands, the NFL Alumni Association, Real Connects, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, it wouldn't be possible. Go to our Facebook page and like your show and tell your friends. Bruce, listen to the music build. This is all about you, Bruce. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. This is you, Wanda. You want to know what your brand is? You're listening to your brand right now. The website, Robert Pitts, thank you for the website. If you missed today's show, it will be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, as soon as I can get it up there. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6 with Jerry, my friend, Jerry Gutterman, one of the biggest real estate investors in the world. And then after that, we're going to do medical marijuana with Nikki Fried and Dr. Michelle. Remember, this is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, make it yours.
Friends that are liberal, and I think they're wonderful people. I have friends that are wonderful business people.
Jim Fried.
I have friends that are very wealthy people.
I have many, many friends who are women.
And I have some very smart friends who don't agree with me.
And Wanda Miles.
Who happens to be African American.
You know, I have a friend.
On 880, The Biz.
Big guy, one of the biggest in the world. I have a friend. He's a very, very substantial guy. Tough, tough cookies. I better not mention their names.
Market Minute.